This is Brenda of Freedom Phone, currently in Lusaka for the Zambian elections. This is a tripartite election, that is presidential, parliamentarian and local council elections ongoing at the moment. They kicked off ostensibly at 6 a.m. this morning and are supposed to close at 6 p.m. However, it's highly unlikely that that will be the case because in many of the parts of Lusaka itself, polling stations opened sometimes well past the kickoff time of 6 a.m. I've been part of a small team that is accredited with SACORD, a local civic here in Zambia, who play an election monitoring role. And we've had the great fortune to be driven around a variety of the suburbs, low and high density suburbs here in the city, to have a look at voter turnout and to get a sense of what sort of challenges pertain. Interestingly, it seems that many of the polling stations have been delayed in their opening because of a lack of efficiency on the part of the authorities who operate out of Civic Center. At that building, as far as I understand, authorities are responsible for ensuring that the materials required to open and run a polling station are properly distributed amongst the presiding officers responsible for those polling stations. In many cases, polling stations have the staff have been available and ready to open at 6, only to find that they still don't have either the lids for their ballot boxes or the bottoms of the ballot boxes. And as a result, the crowd in those areas have become very restive. And there's a definite sense that people don't trust the authorities running the elections. So in a couple of places, unmarked vehicles have been used as hired vehicles for the purpose of delivering these materials to the various polling stations. And on arrival, have been treated with great suspicion and in many cases have either been stoned or seized. And as a result, here and there, riot police have been called in to try and deal with the situation. What's pretty clear is that there are not enough police to respond to the incidents and skirmishes. And I was very interested to note that in a particular part of the city called Matero, and in particular at a school called Lilanda, that riot police have been deployed, who seem to be of an average age, I'm not joking, of 15 years old. These appear to be young teenagers dressed in blue riot gear with helmets and truncheons. And, I mean, one can only wonder at the choice of youth of this sort of age to be involved in active policing. Besides that, the general air about Lusaka seems to be quiet and peaceful. Businesses seem to have taken the matter of voting very seriously, and from what I can tell, many of the chain stores and businesses around the city are definitely closed. So I guess we wait to see what will be the news for Zambian voters. There seems to be quite a strong pro-change sentiment here in the country, but from what we have been told in our briefings, there appears to be quite a split election in that there are a number of serious contenders, and I think it's going to be an open race right through to the end. So anything that causes delays or causes voters to stay away, certainly I can imagine that the principal candidates are going to have something to say about that. Anyway, we wait to see. It's just past midday here in Lusaka. I hope to get back out into the field after lunch, and I also hope to check in with the Bantu Watch team, who are using Ushahidi as a platform for crowdsourcing information and for getting information from trusted monitors on the ground. That's me signing out for now.